Jess Squiddle faced Skimpaw.
Where has Slagard taken the captives?
Oh, no, you're not going to believe me.
The weasel moaned in despair.
But when we woke this morning, he was gone. The prisoners too, and a rat named Vitch.
Matthias drew his sword. The five weasels began pleading.
It's true! It's true!
Please, sir, believe us.
See that dead weasel there? He's Damper. We found him slain when we woke. He must have tried to stop Slagard leaving.
Logalog drew Matthias aside and whispered.
He's probably telling the truth. My scouts have discovered tracks. They've been well covered, but there were rats here. Matthias, I'm not just speaking about a group. This was a horde, a mighty army.
The warrior mouse nodded. He turned to the five weasels.
I believe you. Now try to remember. Did any of you wake last night and see who was here?
No, sir, no. We were asleep.
Slagard took the watch alone.
Basil picked up a rope and made five loops in it.
Right. Come here, you wicked weasel types. Put these nooses around your dirty necks. Stop blubbering. We ain't going to string you up. Though it's all you richly deserve, what wretches. Now we'll let you march up front. Isn't that good of us? That way you'll get the benefit of any belly-old traps that have been laid for us. Poison arrows, swamps full of mad frogs, great eagles that rip your jolly old eyes out and such like. Cheer up, chaps. It'll be fun.
Cheek found Three Claws willow cane and gave it to Basil.
I say, a blinking flogger. Is this what you keep the slaves going with? Sort of give them the odd whack? Like this, and this, and this. Whack, swish, thwack.
Matthias stopped Basil. There was a sound from the bushes, and the old rabbit tottered out, still wrapped in his sack. He walked round the captured weasels, staring at them with rheumy eyes.
Death! Death! Is this all he left? Last time the masked one came this way, none of his band lived. Dead! All slain!
Matthias tried questioning him further, but he staggered off into the bushes, still moaning about death and doom. Orlando watched the Ancient One until he was lost to sight.
Matthias, that one knows a lot more than we think. Did you hear him? He's seen Slagar passing through here once before. It must be an old game with the fox to pick out a band of vermin and promise them the sky. Then when he gets near his destination, he either dumps his helpers or slays them, one way or another. Then he's free to reap the rewards of his filthy trade all for himself.
Yes,
Matthias agreed.
But what does he get out of it? What is his reward?
Orlando shrugged.
Maybe we'll find out when we catch up with him. One thing is clear. Now that he's got rid of his band, he must be near the end of the journey. Though where that is, your guess is as good as mine.
Matthias stood between the two tall rocks. He drew out the parchment.
I hope this will take some of the guesswork out of it, friend.
He indicated the space between the Badger and Bell rocks.
This is where we are now. Let me see. The poem says, "See the badger and the bell. Face the Lord who points the way. Afternoon on summer's day, death will open up its grave. Who goes there? None but the brave."
Jabez squatted beside the bell rock.
Not long to go till afternoon. We'll rest here. Where's this Lord who's supposed to be pointing the way?
They gazed out at the country. It was mainly grassy hills dotted with scrub and groves of trees. In the late summer morning, there was no indication of mystery, death or doom. It all looked fairly plain and harmless. Orlando shook his head.
Well, whoever the Lord is, he's not come out to show us anything yet. I'd best give a shout. He may be taking a nap.
The badger cupped his paws to his mouth and roared until the valley echoed.
Hey there! Are you listening, Lord? This is Orlando of the Axe from the Western Plains. Come out and show us the way.
The echoes died on the summer air.
No, no, you're doing it all the wrong way, old Striped-top.
Basil chaffed Orlando.
Here, let a chap with a touch of breeding have a jolly try.
Basil stood beyond the rocks. Throwing his head back, he yodeled out in a wobbly tenor.
Hello there, I say. Lord, old fella, it's Basil, one of the moss flower stag hares
don't you know? Listen, why don't you toddle out and point the way to me and my pals? Super Wheeze, what?
The only sound that could be heard in reply was Orlando sniggering. Matthias offered Basil a shrew cake, and he wandered off, eating and chunnering to himself.
Confounded bad form. You'd think the rotter'd have the manners to answer a chap.
Jess was also muttering to herself.
Afternoon on summer's day? What part of the afternoon? Midday? High noon? Middle of noon? Late noon? How are we supposed to know? Silly rhyme if you ask me. What do you think, Matthias?
I think it means before the early evening, Jess. Look, the words are separate. It doesn't say afternoon. It says after noon. Another thing, the Lord who points the way doesn't have to be a living creature.
Jess looked puzzled.
How do you know that?
Easy. The badger and the bell are both rocks. We identified them by their shapes. So why can't the Lord who points the way be a rock?
Cheek sidled up.
Or even a tree.
Why do you say that?
Because I've just climbed up this badger rock away and had a look around. The one thing that stands out like a landmark is a tree. It's sort of directly in line with the path between these two rocks, but we can't see it from where we stand down here.
Jess Squiddle raced up the rock face of the badger peak like an arrow from a bow.
It's there, Matthias!
She called down.
I can see it! The biggest fir tree in the world! What a sight! It's colossal!
The early noonday sun beat down on the summit of Badger Rock. Matthias, Jess and Cheek stood atop the tall edifice, looking down at the tree in the distance. The warrior mouse grasped the rope Jess had rigged.
Come on, let's get down from here and get moving. I want to arrive at that tree before the sun goes down. I know exactly what to do and what to look out for now.